السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Opening the Rafah border crossing and tightening restrictions on the people of the West Bank are aimed at displacing the people of the blessed land of Palestine. Translated. News. Despite the passage of nearly 80 days since the first phase of the ceasefire agreement between the Jewish state and Hamas came into effect and the release of the living quote-unquote Israeli prisoners and the remains of the deceased, with the exception of one body still being searched for, some news sources indicate that, quote, American pressure to open the Rafah border crossing continued in recent days, end quote, coinciding with meetings held by the Jewish Prime Minister in the United States. These sources suggest that the Jewish entity is preparing to open the crossing in both directions, following Netanyahu's visit, during which he met with Trump last Monday, the 29th of December, 2025. Al Jazeera Arabic, amended. Comment. Despite media focus on the debate surrounding who will manage the Rafah border crossing and the mechanism of its reopening, there is a deliberate blackout on the implications of opening the crossing under these circumstances. Therefore, it is worthwhile to examine the significance of opening the crossing, including the following. 1. It has become clear to everyone that America and the Jewish entity have no honor or integrity. Despite the agreement named after its author Trump, has become evident that he is worse than Musaylima the liar, along with his allies among the Western rulers, and the rulers and military commanders of Muslims, including some of the most insignificant rulers of Muslims who were designated as guarantors of the agreement's implementation. These include the hypocrite in Turkey, the puppet in Pakistan, the pharaoh of Egypt, the insignificant figure of Indonesia, and others. Nearly 3 months have passed since the agreement was signed, yet Trump and his protege, the Jewish entity, have not adhered to any of the provisions despite its injustice. The killing perpetrated by the Jewish entity over the past 2 years has not ceased. Muslim prisoners from Gaza and the West Bank, including women, children, and the elderly, have not been released, and the aid, tents, and other humanitarian supplies agreed upon for entry into the Gaza Strip have not been delivered. 2. The failure of the Jewish government and Trump to fulfill their commitments is deliberate, aiming at prolonging the suffering of the people of Gaza for as long as possible. If the crossings were open, many people would leave the Gaza Strip, not to escape the resistance, but to flee from one fate to another. The Gaza Strip is no longer habitable. If America and the Jewish entity delayed for 3 months after the resistance committed to releasing Jewish prisoners in the first phase, how many more months will they delay in the second phase and the third, which is supposed to be the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip? How long will it take to rebuild the Gaza Strip and make it habitable again under this policy of procrastination, delay, and restrictions on the entry of reconstruction materials? This policy of delaying and restricting the entry of reconstruction materials is nothing but an act of revenge against the people of Gaza and a means to force them into voluntary displacement. 3. Although the Jewish entity and its agent regime, the Palestinian Authority, PA, have stripped the people of the West Bank of all means of resistance and have gone so far as to persecute and imprison anyone who speaks of liberation and resistance, whether in Jewish or Palestinian authorities' prisons on charges of quote-unquote incitement, the security campaigns that have been ongoing for nearly 2 years in the West Bank have no genuine security justification. Instead, the assassinations, house demolitions, and daily raids on cities and villages, as well as the prevention of Palestinian workers from accessing employment within the Green Line, the backbone of the West Bank's economy, are intended, as in Gaza, to force people into voluntary emigration. Those who remain are meant to submit to the changes imposed by the Jewish entity, land confiscation, the construction of more settlements, and the coercive measures used to force complete surrender, all under the watchful eye of its security arm in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority. Finally, although the reward of the people of the blessed land of Palestine is great for their steadfastness, patience, and perseverance in their land as they endure all kinds of oppression from the Jews and their allies, It is not permissible to blame anyone who flees with their family to neighboring Muslim countries. This is not desertion on the day of battle, may Allah forbid, but rather fleeing from one decree of Allah to another. It is not right to burden the oppressed people of Palestine more than they can bear. The only ones who must be blamed morning and night are the Muslim armies stationed on the borders and beyond. The Sharia obligation to support the oppressed and empower them in their land to take revenge on their enemy and liberate the blessed land of Palestine falls on the shoulders of those with medals and ranks in the Muslim armies. Enough of their cowardice and weakness.
مالكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to mobilize in jihad in the path of Allah, you cling heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of this worldly life compared to the hereafter, except a little? Surat At-Tawbah, Ayah 39. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Al-Tahrir by Bilal Al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.